ஆனந்தம் சச்சிதானந்தம் அவாங்மனசகோசரம் ஆத்மானமகிலாதாரம் ஆஶ்ரயே பீஷ்ட சித்தயே. வேதாந்த சாரா, வி ஆர் லுக்கிங் இன் டு த டெஃபினேஷன் ஆஃப் அதிகாரி. ஹூ இஸ் அன் அதிகாரி? தி ஆச்சாரியா கேவ் எ லென்தி டெஃபினேஷன் ஃபார் அன் அதிகாரி. அதிகாரி து விதிவத் அதீத வேத வேதாங்கத்வேன ஆபாததோதிகத அகில வேதார்த்தஹ அஸ்மின் ஜன்மனி ஜன்மாந்தரேவா காம்ய நிஷித்த வர்ஜன புரஸ்ஸரம் நித்ய நைமித்திக பிராயஷ்சித்த உபாசனானுஷ்டானேன நிர்கத நிகில கல்மஷதயா நிதாந்த நிர்மலஸ்வாந்தஹ சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பன்னஹ பிரமாதா. பேஜ் நம்பர் 3 இன் தட் புக். And after defining adhikari, there are certain words which are not familiar in this definition, and therefore the acharya himself is introducing those technical words. And among these technical words, there are a few karmas. 6 types of karmas are told: kamya, nishiddha, nitya, naimittika, prayaschitta and upasanam are the 6 karmas. And what are the 6 karmas? The acharya has told: kamyani swargadi ishta sadhanani jyotishtomadini. Kamya karma is the ishta sadhana, that which brings desired result is called kamya karma. And he gave example also: jyotishtoma. Nishiddhani, what is Nishiddha karma? The prohibited actions, prohibited karma, which gives papa and thereby leads to naraka. For example, Brahmana Hanana, killing a Brahmana is Nishiddha karma. Then Nitya karma, what is Nitya karma? Akarane Pratyavaya Sadhanani, that which will lead to problem if you don't do it regularly, it is called Nitya karma. For example, Sandhya Vandanam. Then Naimittika karma. Naimittikani putra janmadyanubandhini jateshtyadini. Certain occasional karmas like jateshti. When the son is born, you are supposed to do a karma called jateshti. It is called Naimittika karma. Then there is Prayaschitta. Prayaschittani papakshaya sadhanani chandrayanadini. The Prayaschitta karmas are that which is a means for papakshaya, neutralization of papa, expiatory karma. They are called Prayaschitta. Chandrayana is an example for Prayaschitta. Krichha is another example. And there are many several types of Prayaschittas. The next is Upasanani. We will see. Upasanani Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyapara Rupani சாண்டில்ய வித்யாதீனி. உபாசனா இஸ் த சிக்ஸ்த் டைப் ஆஃப் கர்மா. வாட் இஸ் உபாசனா? சகுண பிரம்ம விஷய மானச வியாபார ரூபாணி. உபாசனா சார் மானச வியாபாரா, மானச வியாபார ரூபாணி. தே ஆர் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் mental activity. Manasa vyapara, vyapara means activity. Manasa, mental. Rupani in the form of. In other karmas, the previous types of karmas, there were physical and verbal activities involved. Kayika karma as well as vachika karma were involved. For example, nitya, etc. But in upasana, there is no kayika and vachika karma. It is purely manasa vyapara, mental activity. And what can be a mental activity? The mental activity is meditation. It is meditation. It cannot be running, it cannot be jogging, it cannot be chanting also. Chanting is verbal. It is purely meditation. And meditation on what? What is the vishaya of meditation? What is the object of meditation? The Acharya says, Saguna Brahma Vishaya. It is Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyapara. The object of meditation is Saguna Brahma. Saguna Brahma and Nirguna Brahma. There are no two Brahmas. There is only one Brahman. But depending on our point of view, the same Brahman can be looked upon as Saguna Brahma and Nirguna Brahma. Before entering into Jnana Yoga, Savana, etc., if we have to relate to Brahman, we can relate to Brahman only as Saguna Brahma, as Ishvara, as the creator of the universe, as the preserver of the universe, the sustainer of the universe. Ishvara. So when Brahman is looked upon as Ishvara, it is Saguna Brahma. Because there are gunas, there are attributes. Gunaihi saha vartate iti sagunaha. One who is with attributes is called Saguna. So Saguna Brahma. So this upasanas are a particular type of meditation which are done before entering into Jnana Yoga. He doesn't know what is the real nature of Brahman. Satchidananda, Swarupa, etc. He has not yet understood. But he knows Brahman as Ishvara, as the Bhagavan. And he meditates on Bhagavan. And this meditation is prescribed in the Shastra. In the Upanishads, certain portions are devoted for Upasana. For example, Chandogya Upanishad. First 5 chapters you will find a lot of Upasanas. And these Upasanas vary according to what is the Pratika, what is the symbol to be taken for Upasana. And in what attribute, taking what attribute you have to meditate upon. Depending on these, the Upasanas vary. So, there are various types of Upasanas told in the Shastra. And one is supposed to do these Upasanas in keeping with the injunction of the Shastra, the prescription of the Shastra. Even if you do your Ishta Devata Upasana, you sit quiet and meditate, visualize your Ishta Devata and do Upasana, it is also a type of Upasana only. It is not told in the Veda, it is told later, but it is also a very good type of Upasana. So one of the examples, one of the Upasanas is given here as an example, Shandilya Vidya Adini, Shandilya Vidya, etc. Shandilya Vidya is an Upasana prescribed in Chandogya Upanishad. The third chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma Tajjalaniti Shanta Upasita, etc. Shandilya Vidya is explained. So that is a type of Upasana. There is Adi, Shandilya Vidya, Adini. Adi means etc. So you can take certain other types of Upasanas like Dahara Vidya, again in Chandogya 8th chapter. And Vaishwanara Vidya, there is another type of Upasana, Vaishwanara Vidya, etc. So these are the Vedic Upasanas. Now we have different types of Upasana which are told in the Purana, told in the Agama, Tantra, etc. So everybody can choose one type of Upasana and practice that type of Upasana for a length of time. That will give a lot of Chitta Shuddhi and also a good focus of mind. We will see what is the result of Upasana in the next paragraph. So that is Upasanam. And so far, the six types of karmas are explained. And these six types of karmas, among these six types of karmas, a karma yogi, a mumukshu, who wants chitta shuddhi, is supposed to give up the first two types of karmas. What are the first two types of karmas? Nitya and Naimittik, Kamya and Nishiddha. Kamya and Nishiddha karmas, a karma yogi is supposed to give up. And then he has to perform the other four types of karma. Nitya, Naimittika, Prayaschitta and Upasanam. These four karmas a karma yogi is supposed to perform. And how it should be performed? With an attitude of Ishwararpanam. With an attitude of worship. The karma should be worshipped. The karma should be done as an offering to Ishvara. Then they will produce Chitta Shuddhi. And hereafter, the author is telling what are the results of these four types of karmas. In two paragraphs, it will be told. And the result of these karmas are called prayojana or phala. Prayojana or phala, both mean the same. And there can be two types of prayojanas, two types of phalas. One is mukhya phala, the primary benefit, primary result. Another is the secondary result called avantara phala. Avantara phala. So mukhya phala and avantara phala. The mukhya phala is also called parampryojanam. Paraprayojanam. The primary benefit. And in this paragraph, the author is telling what is the mukhya prayojana of these four types of karmas. We will read. Ete sham nityadinam buddhi shuddhihi param prayojanam upasananam tu chittai kagyam. Etesham nityadinam. Etesham means among these karmas. Nityadinam of the four karmas. Nitya, Naimittika, Prayaschitta and Upasana. These four. What is the parampryojanam? Parampryojana means the main prayojana, the primary prayojana. Mukhya prayojana is buddhi shuddhihi. They produce buddhi shuddhi, chitta shuddhi, purification of mind. What is purification of mind? Please don't imagine that mind is purified like aqua guard. Not like that. It is not aqua guard which purifies water, or any mirror is purified. Not so. There is no dust in the mind. Purification means raga, vesha, etc. are reduced. Sometimes it is told as arishadvarga. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada and matsarya. Kama means desire, krodha, anger, lobha, greed, moha, delusion, mada. Mada means pride, arrogance and matsarya, envy. These six types of mala, they are reduced. That is called buddhi shuddhi, chitta shuddhi, purification of mind. And how do this nitya karma produce buddhi shuddhi? They produce buddhi shuddhi by removing the papas, by removing the duritas, which obstruct the purity of mind. All these ragadvesha, etc. are caused because of some papa, some durita. And these nitya, etc., these karmas destroy the papa. And once the papa is destroyed, the impurities are gone. And the purity of mind expresses itself. So, upatta duritakshaya dvara buddhi shuddhi. By means of destroying the papas, destroying the duritas, they produce buddhi shuddhi. And that is the param prayojanam, the mukhya prayojana of these karmas. Upasananam tu chittai kagryam. So, now the author says, already he said that nitya, naimittika, prayaschitta and upasana. These four produce chitta shuddhi. Among them, upasanam, the upasana has a special result also. Along with producing chitta shuddhi, it produces another special result, special phala. That is chittaikavyam. Other three karmas, nitya, naimittika and prayaschitta can produce only buddhi shuddhi, but upasana can produce chitta aikagyam also, along with chitta shuddhi. So twofold benefit. The primary benefit itself is twofold. Chitta aikagyam. Aikagyam literally means concentration. But here, we cannot take it as a mere concentration. It is not the ordinary concentration. Anybody has can have concentration. The shooters, the mathematicians, the scientists, they all have concentration of mind. It's not that they have done upasana. They may not have done upasana, but still they can have concentration. That is why concentration, just concentration is not meant here. That is why an acharya says, here aikagryam means sukshmarthavadharana samarthatvam. The ability to grasp subtle things. Sukshmartha, that is aikagryam. Sukshmartha avadharana samarthatvam. The mind should be, one should be able to focus the mind on sukshma vastu. Sukshma vastu is the vastu which is not external. The inner vastu. That is Atma. Ishvara. One should be able to turn the mind inwards and focus the mind on the Ishvara. The ability to focus the mind on a spiritual theme, that is Aikagya. And this Aikagyam, this type of concentration of mind, is accomplished by means of Upasana, meditation on Ishvara. So even though some people may be very good at concentrating on external objects, they may not be able to concentrate on Ishvara, on his spiritual chi, because it is sukshma, subtle. But that has to be cultivated by means of Upasana. So, Upasananam tu chittaikagyam. So the primary benefit of the four types of karma are told. Now, the Acharya is showing that this statement which he has made is not written out of his own imagination. In Vedanta Shastra, nobody can state anything out of imagination. Whatever is told has to be corroborated with Pramana. There has to be Shruti Pramana. The Shastra should accept it. And therefore, the Acharya shows that what he has said is supported by the Shruti. It is told in the Shruti itself. And for that, he quotes a Shruti. Shruti means Veda, a Vedic statement. So first he quotes a Shruti, and also after that, he will quote a Smriti. Smriti means the secondary scriptures. Shruti is the Vedas, the primary scripture. Smriti means the secondary scripture, like Bhagavad Gita, Manusmriti. These are all Smritis. So Smritis are govern a second status compared to the Vedas in terms of their being the Pramana. So the primary Pramana is Shruti, then Smriti. So first he quotes a Shruti Vakya. Tametam Atmanam Vedanu Vachanena Brahmana Vividishanti Yajnena Ityadishrutehe. So the Shruti Vakya in support of Karma Yoga. The Shruti Vakya to say that Karma Yoga is an indirect means to gain Jnana by producing Chitta Shuddhi is there in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And that is Tametam Atmanam Vedanu Vachanena Brahmana Vividishanti Yajnena Danena Tapasa. That is the statement. So the statement is not complete. Yajnena, after Yajnena, Danena, Tapasa, etc. So Tametam Atmanam, this Atma, the Brahman, Brahmanaha Vividishanti, Brahmanaha, Brahmana here you can take as Mumukshu, the Mumukshus, Vividishanti, they desire to know how Vedanu Vachanena, by the study of Veda. And then Yajnena, after studying Veda, by performing the Yajna, the Karma, which is prescribed in the Veda. And then Danena, not written here, but it is there in the original. Danena, by doing Dana. Dana means all the activities of reaching out, all the service, social service, Dana. Tapasa, by various types of austerities, upavasa, etc. So yajnena, danena, tapasa, vividishanti. The brahmanas desire to know this atma. So this is a statement in support of karma yoga. To show that karma yoga is a means for knowledge indirectly. Ityadi shrutehe. These are the shrutis, the shruti vakyas, the statement of the shruti in support of karma yoga. And then he gives a smriti vakya also. One may ask, already shruti is there, which is a greater praman. Then why does he quote smriti? It is to show that his understanding of the shruti is not otherwise. The understanding of the shruti is in keeping with the smriti. So tapasa kalmasham hanti ityadi smriteshcha. Now he gave a smriti vakya. Smriti vakya. Tapasa kalmasham hanti. Tapasa by means of tapas. Tapas means karma yoga. All the nitya, naimittika, prayaschitta, upasana, all are included in the word tapas here. Kalmasham hanti. They destroy. Hanti. They destroy kalmasha. The impurities of mind. This is a smriti support. So that is about the mukhya phala, chitta shuddhi and chitta aikagyam. For three karmas, only chitta shuddhi. For upasana, chitta shuddhi plus chitta aikagyam. Both. Now, there is a secondary phala. Avantara phala. So one karma can give two phalas. For this, one of the commentators gives an example of a mango tree. What is the mukhya phala of a mango tree? Mango fruit. There can be an avantara phala also. Shade. Shade, etc. It is avantara phala. Similarly, these karmas produce two types of result, mukhya phala and avantara phala. So, in the second paragraph, next paragraph, he gives avantara phala. And among these avantara phala, in the avantara phala, among these karmas, prayaschitta doesn't have avantara phala. Prayaschitta has only one phala, that is papakshaya. Destruction of papa. But other three karmas have avantara phala. We will see. Nitya naimittika yoho upasananantu avantara phalam pitriloka satyaloka praptihi karmana pitrilokaha vidyaya devalokaha ityadishyutehe. So what is the avantara phala? Nitya naimittika yoho upasananantu avantara phalam. The avantara phala of nitya, naimittika and upasana. Nitya, naimittika yoho and upasana. Among these, nitya and naimittika should be taken together. Nitya plus naimittika. Upasana separate. Because the avantara phala of nitya, naimittika is one. Avantara phala of upasana is another. So nitya, naimittika yoho, avantara phalam. Pitriloka praptihi. That is how you have to take. The avantara phala, the secondary benefit of nitya karma plus naimittika karma is pitriloka praptihi. going to Pitraloka. After death, you are taken to Pitraloka. One who has done a lot of Nitya and Naimittika karma, and he has not done enough Upasanam, he will go by Dakshinayana Marga. There are two margas. One is Uttarayana, another is Dakshinayana. He will go by Dakshinayana Marga, told in the 8th chapter of Gita, you can refer to. Dhumo Ratristatha Krishnaha Shanmasa Dakshinayanam Tatra Chandrabasam Jyotihi Yogi Prapyani Vartate. That is Dakshinayana Marga. And by Dakshinayana Marga, he will go. And he will end up in Pitraloka. This is all for an Ajnan. Okay. This Uttarayana and Dakshinayana are for one who has not attained Brahma Jnana yet. So, Nitya Naimittikayoho Avantara Phalam Pitraloka Praptihi Upasananam Avantara Phalam Satyaloka Praptihi. Instead, one who has done enough upasana also, he will go to Satyaloka. Satyaloka means Brahma Loka. It is a higher loka than all these Pitraloka, Devaloka, Swargaloka, etc. A greater loka called Brahma Loka. And an Upasaka, if he dies, he will go to Brahma Loka by Uttarayana Marga. Brahma Loka is attained by Uttarayana Marga. So that is, having gone there, he may not come back. He will stay there only. There is no nivritti from that Brahma Loka. And there he may get jnana also in Brahma Loka. And if he gets jnana in Brahma Loka, he will get moksha there, which is called Krama Mukti. Not direct mukti, but indirectly he will go and get Krama Mukti. So, Satyaloka Praptihi is the Avantara Phala of Upasanam. And for this also, the author gives a Shruti Pramana. Karmana Pitralokaha Vidyaya Devalokaha Ityadishrutehe. So, Shruti Pramana to show that Nitya Naimittika Karma leads to Pitraloka and Upasana leads to Devaloka. Karmana Pitralokaha, by means of karma, you will attain Pitraloka. Vidyaya Devalokaha. Vidya here means Upasana, not Brahma Jnana, Upasana. By Upasanam, the word Vidya can be confusing. Sometimes the word vidya is used in the sense of upasana. Sometimes the word vidya is used in the sense of brahma jnana also. So here vidya means upasanam. Vidyaya devalokaha, by means of vidya, by means of upasana, he gets devaloka. Ityadi shrutehe. These are the shrutis in support of this statement. This Avantara Phala. So like that, the author gave the Mukhya Phala and Avantara Phala of these six types of karmas. Now a question will arise. A mumukshu is not interested in Avantara Phala. A mumukshu is not interested to go to any loka. Either Devaloka or Pitraloka or Brahmaloka, he is not interested. A mumukshu's interest is to know Brahman and to get moksha here and now. He is not interested in going to any loka. Because if anybody is interested to go to any loka, That means he doesn't have vairagya. That means he is not a mumukshu. Then why the author gives avantara phala here? A question will arise. The answer is, in the 6th chapter of Gita, Arjuna asked Krishna, Ayati shraddhayopeto yoga chalitamanasaha apraapya yogasam siddhim tangatim Krishna gacchati. He asked a question. If somebody has made an attempt for moksha, has done a lot of karma yoga, keeping in view moksha. He has done karma yoga and also to a certain extent jnana yoga he has done. But he doesn't get moksha because he doesn't get jnana in this janma. Then what will happen to him? All his effort will go in vain. He has done a lot of shavana, attended so many classes, spending so many monies, so much of money. All will go in vain. Is the question of Arjuna. Then Krishna says, it is not so. Nahi kalyana krit kaschit durgatim tata gacchati. Krishna says, kalyana krit, one who does anything good, any good action done will not go in vain. Durgatim nagacchati. Whatever you have done will yield its result. And then he says, Krishna says, this yogi who has made an attempt for moksha by performing karma yoga and also jnana yoga, if he doesn't get moksha here in this janma itself, after death, he will go to the higher lokas. Prapya punyakritan lokan. He will go to the lokas of punyakrit, the punya karma. Why? Because all this sadhana which he has done has produced an avantara phala also. In the form of punya. And that will support him to go to other lokas, higher lokas. And therefore, whatever you have done will not go in waste. If you don't get the moksha, the main phala, in this janma itself, still you have the second phala, the secondary phala to fall back upon. As a UPS, it will hold you. And then you will come back after going to other lokas, swarga, etc. and get a human body once again. And then the same samskara which you have accomplished in this janma will come back. And that will make you to struggle further in the pursuit of moksha. So that is the use of avantara phala. If you miss the main result in this janma, you will get this avantara phala. And therefore, this sadhana, either in the form of karma yoga or jnana yoga, is not a risk. You are not losing anything. You have much to gain. In second chapter, Krishna says, Neha Abhikrama Nashosti. Here, Abhikrama Nasha is not there. Whatever you have, whatever effort you have put, will not go in vain in the path of moksha, in the karma yoga. So, if you have done some seva, some charity or some seva you have done, and nobody has noticed you, don't think it has gone in vain. You are not doing it for noticing. You are not doing it for recognition. It is meant for punya. Chitta Shuddhi, and also it will produce punya. So, that is the phala of these karmas. Now, in the definition of adhikari, there is one more term, sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. One who is endowed with sadhana chatushtaya. Sadhana chatushtaya means the fourfold sadhanas. Chatushtaya means four, group of four. One who is endowed with the fourfold sadhanas. And now the question arises, what are the sadhanas? What are the four sadhanas? The answer is given by the author here. Sadhanani nitya nitya vastu viveka iha mutrartha phalabhoga viraga samadhi shatta sampatti mumukshatvani. So the sadhanas are four. Number one is nityanitya vastu vivekaha, which is popularly known as viveka. Generally, when we say viveka in Vedanta Shastra, it means nityanitya vastu viveka. Viveka means discrimination. Discrimination between what? Nitya vastu and anitya vastu. Nitya vastu means permanent substance is called nitya vastu. Anitya vastu means impermanent substance, impermanent thing. So the discrimination between those two is called nitya anitya vastu vivekaha. That is the first sadhana. Second is iha mutrartha phalabhoga viragaha. Viragaha or vairagya. Viraga means vairagya, dispassion, a lack of interest. In what? In the bhogas, the enjoyments. Bhoga means enjoyment. Lack of interest in the enjoyment. Enjoyment of what? Phala, the result. Any enjoyment is nothing but a result of your karmas. So phala bhoga. The bhoga is the enjoyment of the result. And this result is artha phala, desired result. Because undesired result you will not enjoy. So artha phala. Artha means desired, desirable. And this phala can be either in this world or in the other world. Iha, iha means in this world. You have money, you have a car, all these in this world. Iha bhoga. And amutra bhoga. Amutra bhoga means in the other world. In swarga, etc. So dispassion from that kind of enjoyments. All the enjoyments in this world as well as in the other world. Dispassion towards that is called vairagya. Then shamadhi shatka sampatti is the third one. So shamadhi shatka sampatti. Sampatti means wealth or treasure. Wealth is a better word. And this wealths are, sampattis are six. Shama, dama, uparati, titiksha, samadhana and shraddha. Or shraddha and samadhana. That is why shatka. Shatka means group of six. And they are shamadhi. Shamadhi means starting with shama. Samadhi, Shatka, Sampatti. These six are considered as the as a single sadhana. Then comes mumukshutvam, the fourth sadhana. Mumukshutvam, desire for moksha. Iti mumukshutvani, these are the four sadhanas. And among these, there is an order. Viveka comes first. Nityanitya vastu vivekaha first. Then vairagya. Iha mutrartha palaboga viraga. That is because vairagya depends on viveka. Then the third one, samadhi shatka sampatti. They come after viveka and vairagya. If you have enough viveka and vairagya, you can have samadhi shatka sampatti. And these samadhi shatka sampatti, among them, they are put together as one sadhana. The reason is given by some people, some acharyas, is that among these six, each one is mutually dependent on the other. Without Shama, Dhamma is not possible. Without Dhamma, Shama is not possible. Like that. So they have mutual dependence. That is why they come in the same level. And that is why one sadhana. Third one. Third level. And also they are given together in the Shastra. Shanto Danta Uparata Stitikshus Samahito Putva, etc. All these six are given in the same statement. So these are the two reasons why they are taken as one sadhana, these six. Then comes Mumukshutva, fourth, topmost. Without these three, there cannot be strong Mumukshutva. There can be some weak Mumukshutva, but not strong. That is why Mumukshutva is the fourth. So, these four are the sadhanas. Now, the author is explaining each one of these four sadhanas. First, Viveka. Nityanitya vastu viveka stavat brahmaiva nityam vastu tatonya dakhila manityam iti tatonyata akhilam anityam iti vivechanam. Nityanitya vastu vivekaha. The discrimination between nitya and anitya vastu. Tavat. Tavat means firstly. That is the first one. Firstly, nityanitya vastu vivekaha. And what is that? Brahmaiva nityam vastu. Brahman is the nitya vastu. Nitya means that which is not time bound, that which is free from time wise limitation is called nitya. Brahman is the only nitya vastu. This knowledge this person has, this adhikari has. He doesn't know what exactly is Brahman. Brahman is my own essential nature, it is Sachidananda Swarupa. All those things he doesn't know exactly. Because this is all before Shravana, before entering into Jnana Yoga. But he has attained some apata jnana, some superficial knowledge of Veda, the Shastra. As we saw in the definition of Adhikari. Apatataha adhigata akhila vedarthaha. He has gained some superficial understanding of the Shastra by hearing through somebody, or since he knew Sanskrit, he studied the Veda, and apata jnana he has got. A general knowledge, a superficial knowledge. And because of that, he has come to know that there is a nitya vastu called Brahman. And he has got Shraddha in that, in the statement. So So that is Brahmaiva Nityam Vastu. Then not only that much. Tatonya Dakhilam Anityam Tataha Anyata. Other than that. Tataha means that. That means what? Brahman. Other than Brahman. Tataha Anyat. Other than Brahman. Akhilam. Everything else. Is Anityam. Is Anitya. Impermanent. Transient. Time bound. That which is limited in time. Is called Anitya. Iti Vivechanam. This discrimination is called Nityanitya Vastu Vivekaha. So Brahman is the Nitya Vastu. He has come to know by a superficial knowledge of the Shastra. Or some Swami might have told him, Brahman is the Nitya Vastu. That he can know by Shabda Praman, by statement of some Shastra or Guru. But Jagat is Anitya. Other than Brahman, everything is Anitya. This can be known by Pratyaksha, by direct experience. You can know. Whatever you do doesn't stay for a long time. Anything you get doesn't stay with you always. You have an experience. All your life is full of experience. That things are not permanent. If you buy a new thing, suppose a new recorder, for a short length of time, you will have an excitement. But after a week or two, that excitement is gone. So it is not Nitya. And after some time, this recorder will also become, even before it is spoiled, it will become outdated. So every electronic gadget is like that. It will get outdated. So everything becomes old. Nothing can remain as it is. That is why there is expiry date in the medicine. Certain things change in front of your eyes, like this flower. Certain things don't change in front of you. It looks as though it is same. But it gets old. And after some time you will know, because there is a crack. So everything is Anitya, is evident to you. And also, certain things are Anitya, you can know by means of inference. Suppose you go to Swarga. That Swarga is Anitya. Swarga cannot be permanent. You can infer. Swarga is Anitya because it is a result of karma. It is a result of your action. And whatever is a result of action is a product. And therefore, it has to be impermanent. This can be inferred. And the Shruti itself gives an inference. Tadyatha iha karma chito lokah kshiyate. Evameva amutra punyachito lokah kshiyate. The Shruti says, as any loka, anything you accomplish by means of karma is subject to destruction here in this world. Similarly, the swarga also, which is accomplished by means of karma, is also temporary. So inference up to certain extent. So somebody says, we have made a type of medicine, drinking which you can become immortal. You will live forever. You won't believe. Why? Because you have pratyaksha and anumana, direct perception as well as inference. That it is not permanent. At the maximum, it can increase the lifespan. Instead of 100 years, you may live 120 years. Maximum. But you cannot become impermanent. You cannot become immortal. Markandeya, you can never become. So, tatonyat akhilam anityam. Other than Brahman, everything is anityam. Iti vivechanam. This discrimination is called nitya anitya vastu vivekaha, which is the first one among the four sadhanas. We will see the other sadhanas in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.